MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 23, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. State continues work on school absenteeism, another MBTA zoning meeting in Gloucester, and the search for a new Newburyport police leader is ramping up. Mix of clouds and sun today, high near 80, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:45 p.m.
Dominic Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. On Thursday, August 22nd, we got it all. We talked to Brian Nickel, the Hamilton Generals baseball coach, on his three-peat, that's right, dynasty three-peat, ITL champs once again, and once again beating Manchester. And in the other show, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we hop on with Bill Ricker football coach Dwayne Sigsbury to talk about the preseason and what his expectations are for the team this fall. And that includes the intern's debut, Anderson Interiano, him making his debut in the broadcast world. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Have a great week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that Massachusetts has reduced absenteeism among public school students from record highs during the COVID-19 pandemic, but the latest data shows many students are still skipping school. The state absenteeism rate was almost 20% as of March, according to the latest data. That's down substantially from the 21-22 school year, when the statewide absenteeism rate was 28% statewide. But it's still higher than 2018-19 school year, when the state's rate was at 13%. State education officials are hoping to build on that progress by expanding support for students, getting more kids engaged in extracurricular activities, and by doing what might seem a Herculean task, making school fun. To that aim, the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education unveiled a new campaign to reduce chronic absenteeism and support students getting back into the classroom, where they have access to a variety of supports, including universal free school meals and mental health services. In the Gloucester Times, Ethan Foreman is reporting that a third public forum on the MBT Communities Law requiring Gloucester to zone for multifamily housing near its train stations drew more than 60 residents to the Rose Baker Senior Center on Wednesday. The nearly 2.5-hour meeting outlined how the planning board, planning staff, and consultants came up with MBTA districts and draft zoning amendments, with the process now before the City Council. Under the law, known as Section 3A, the city, as a commuter rail community, has until December 31 to submit its application to the state to approve the zoning. Failure to do so would make the city ineligible for certain state grants. Discussion about the MBTA communities next moves to a City Council Planning and Development meeting scheduled for September 4. A City Council and Planning Board joint public hearing is scheduled for September 11. A Planning and Development meeting is scheduled for September 18. And another City Council and Planning Board joint public hearing is scheduled for September 26. In Newburyport, the police marshal search is well underway, with an assessment center coming up on Saturday, August 24, followed by in-person interviews with Mayor Sean Reardon in the coming weeks. This is Mayor Reardon.
A couple other things going on in the city that I just want to update you real quick. So we're still in the process of replacing our police marshal, right? Mark Murray is retiring at the end of this month. He has been here on an interim basis. He retired actually in May as we had gone through this process. So there's going to be an assessment center, and we did this for the fire chief not that long ago, right? So we have an assessment center. It's going to take place, I believe, at the senior center this weekend. And we've got four, what I am told, because I haven't been part of this process yet, four dynamic candidates for our next police marshal, one of them being an internal candidate. So I'm looking forward to see how they do in that assessment center. They'll get a score and a rank and be like graded on that. And it's a lot of real life activities that they'll have to be put through. And then they'll get a ranking, and then I'll get that information. And then the final step will be the following week. I will have a one-on-one interview with those four candidates, and then I will put forth my choice for our next police marshal. But I'm hearing really wonderful things about the process. The 9-member committee that we put together has been really, excited about the people that they've been able to talk to and the applicants that they have. So I think we're in really great hands, and we'll have a big send-off for Marshal Murray too as he closes out his long career here in Newburyport. But no, we're excited about this process, and I'm excited to meet the four candidates in the coming weeks.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on his Mayor's Corner podcast. Caroline Enos is reporting in today's Salem News. The clear cutting of trees and brush along a stretch of the Independence Greenway off Lowell Street in Peabody has upset neighbors who say they were not adequately notified of just how much was going to be removed. The work was done late last month by the Peabody Municipal Light Plant and a tree service company on the Greenway between Albert Road and the Sioux Changs Trailhead on Lowell Street. Crews cut down nearly every tree and cleared away all brush on the side of that stretch of the trail where power lines also run. The routine work is done every 4 years to reduce damage to the power lines by falling trees, wildfire, and overgrowth, PMLP wrote in a Facebook post on July 31. And at its meeting Thursday night, the Lynn Charter Review Committee mulled over changes that regarded appointment power and vacancies. Emily Rosenberg of itemlive.com is writing that the committee, which is being advised by the Edward J. Collins Center for Public Management at UMass Boston, tabled a discussion regarding school committee member vacancies. The Collins Center is suggesting the committee change the current charter, which requires a special election to be held if a vacancy occurs in the office of a school committee member. The recommendation would be to appoint a new person through a 2/3 vote by a committee of a whole until the next formal election cycle. While some committee members expressed indifference to the change, providing efficiency to the process, some expressed concern with how residents might perceive it, particularly in regard to the upcoming September 3 primary, in which school committee member Sean Reed is running for state representative. Red Sox back in action tonight. They host the Diamondbacks at Fenway. Patriots play their final preseason game Sunday in Washington against the Commanders. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.
Hey there, it's Dom DeCastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.